I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the big Cape Food Festival this weekend is Wellfleet Oyster Fest, and fans are going to find some changes after organizers took steps to cut down on the environmental impact.
This festival is happening from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday, rain or shine, and it's going to be in downtown Wellfleet, and the 20,000 people that are expected to go are going to find a lot of activities, including an oyster farm tour and games for kids. Plus, there's going to be a lot of food. There are going to be 10 raw bar vendors, 10 local restaurants in the food tent with seafood and non-seafood. They've got a half dozen other food vendors serving barbecue, kettle corn, hot dogs, and more, plus food vendors in a family fun area. There's also going to be New England beers and ale served, local wine, and hydration stations. But what people at Oysterfest won't find is single-use plastic containers. The town's ban on those doesn't extend to organizers using town property, but the Shellfish Promotion and Tasting Incorporated group that runs Oysterfest wants to follow the new rules. So food is going to be served in compostable paper dishes. There's going to be returnable metal utensils instead of the plastic forks and knives. Beer and wine is going to debut in cans, and there's going to be several draft beverages, including the special Sam Adams Wellfleet Oyster Stout that's going to come in a reusable stainless steel cup that's going to become a souvenir for the weekend. For water, visitors are encouraged to bring their own refillable non-glass water bottles, and there's going to be free hydration stations there and canned water. Organizers are hoping that Oysterfest is going to become an environmental model for other local festivals.
In Falmouth, jazz music is the reason for a festival this weekend.
It's Jazztoberfest weekend in Falmouth, and music lovers are going to be able to stroll through downtown from 5 to 8:30 Saturday night, and regional musicians are going to be playing jazz of different types for free at shops, restaurants, and other public buildings along Queens Byway and Main Street. The performances are going to be staggered time-wise, so you can walk between each one. Then on Sunday, there will be jazz brunches from noon to 2 p.m. at two restaurants, British Beer Company and the Pickle Jar Kitchen.
Cape Cod's most famous pirate, Captain Black Sam Bellamy from the ship Whydah, is the inspiration for a concert on Sunday afternoon.
This is the season opening concert for the Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra, and the program is called Haydn the Pirate. There will be Haydn's Morning Symphony No. 44 in E minor and music by two other composers, but the centerpiece is going to be a commissioned work by composer Sam Wu, based on the life of Sam Bellamy, in collaboration with the Whydah Pirate Museum. Bellamy was reputed to be one of the richest pirates in history when he went down with his crew, and that was in 1717 aboard the ship Whydah during a violent storm off the coast of Wellfleet. The concert Sunday is going to take place at 3 p.m. at the Pilgrim Congregational Church in Harwichport, but there will be a pre-concert talk at 2:15 featuring conductor Matt Cinto as well as Chris McCourt, who's an archaeologist and conservator at the Whydah Museum.
People of all ages who love Halloween can find a couple of ways to celebrate on Saturday at the Catuit Library.
There are two activities going on that day. First, at 10 a.m., there's going to be a scarecrow making contest. The library is going to provide the base materials, then participants can bring in whatever outfit they'd like to put on their scarecrow. The results are going to be displayed on the front lawn to have passersby vote on favorites, with prize winners announced on October 26th. Then at noon, library visitors can also venture into the Haunted Stacks, which are described as a spook walk not for the faint of heart, but that ends with a sweet treat. Both activities are free.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.